So allowing that flow of money in. First thing, let's look at something. Let's grab some money and take a look at it. And what do we feel when we look at this money? Be it a dollar bill, a $100 bill, $10 bill, just some loose change, whatever, it doesn't matter. What do we feel? Do we feel a lack? Or do we feel an abundance? Now, how can we tell if our thoughts are towards that there's a lack of money or that there's an abundance of money? How can we tell? We can tell by our feelings. And this is something that can sometimes take a little practice, but how we feel about it. Do we feel really joyful? When we look at money, does it make us happy and excited? When we buy something with it, what do we feel? Oh, that's too expensive. Oh, I'm spending too much money. I don't have this much. Maybe I shouldn't be wasting the money on this. Are these the feelings we have? Well, then we're looking at lack. There's just two thoughts. A lack of or an abundance of. That's where my little card came in, where at the bottom in very fine, small writing is in the numbers $3.6 million. There because I sit and I look at those numbers until I get a really, really strong feeling for them of positive energy, like positive feeling. Because what I do is I pretend that it's in my bank account. That's right. Nothing else in my life is changed. Just I'm sitting exactly where I am, doing exactly what I am doing. I'm sitting here with the clothes I have on, shoes I have on, the weather, whatever it is where I'm living. Nothing's changed. Only thing is, I put the $3.6 million in the bank. That $3.6 million is sitting in the bank account. That's it. Now, what I'm trying to do with that is get a feeling. Pretend it's so much that I have a feeling. And then hold that feeling. You'll know that feeling when it's based on the abundance, on the having, on the allowing. It feels exciting. I mean, it just, a surge of joy wells up inside of you. And at first, you might only hold it for a second. But after a few weeks, you'll be able to hold it for a few minutes and a little longer. I do this every morning, first thing. What that is doing, it's beginning to erase, you know, that resistance I have of money, that fear I have of money. Because it's hard to dig all that out. It's hard to figure out what the real issue is and sort of dig it out. Although I know I have issues, and in time, in each recording, as I come, you know, across something, I will mention it. At the moment, though, I'm blank for it. So I use those numbers, 3.6 million, to bring about the feeling. In a sense, that's how the universe creates. Because it sees through our eyes, and our feelings engage it. In other words, we put the money in front of us. We see it. Our eyes see the money. The universe sees the money also. But now, our feelings tell the universe which one to create. To create a lack of it or an abundance of it. Ah, I see. That's where the feeling comes in. So, back in the days when I was doing my lottery thing, if I looked at the money, my universe saw the money through my eyes. And then caught the feeling. And what was the feeling? A lack of money. Because, you know, at that time, I was very fearful of not having enough money, of not succeeding, of, well, losing my house and losing everything. If I can't make this lottery thing continue to work. So fear came up. The fear comes up because of beliefs. Sometimes doubts can come up. It's okay. We just let them flow through. Recognize that they're doubts. Let them flow through and then go back to realizing that we can't do it. Now, the thing is, these thoughts, these feelings come up because I was afraid. I was afraid of failure. I mean, and I had fears of, if I did succeed, was that the right thing to do? I mean, should a person be using that for the lottery? Yes, I was in my own words saying that, yes, it's okay, of course. It's right to do this. But I wasn't really believing it totally. I didn't totally believe it. I realize that now. And now I do believe it. Because I realize I was mistaken. It doesn't destroy anything. So, the universe sees the money that I'm looking at right now. Look at some money. Whatever you got, look at it. The universe sees it. The feeling that you have, a lack of it or an abundance of it, is what the universe will recreate for you every day. If we've been creating a lack of it and we now are switching to an abundance of it, we're making that switch and we're looking at that money and we feel really good because we have 3.6 million in the bank. That's why we did this. In order to engage the feeling of having. See, because if we've had a lack all of our lives, we don't even know what a feeling of having feels like. So how do you know? You're looking at this money. How do you truly know if you've changed your feeling to a feeling of having an abundance of it, to receiving an abundance of it? How do you know? Have you ever had that feeling of truly having abundance of money? Totally free because you know you have an abundance of money. Probably not. So that's what that book, Some Things Are Worth Believing In, was designed to do. It was designed for two things. One, to release the resistance within you without you having to really do anything. In other words, it's like a drain cleaner. It will begin to open that resistance up. And two, to get us to a feeling of what it feels like of actually having the money. See, now, after weeks of practicing, let's say you've practiced for a few weeks, really getting a feeling of having the 3.6 million, and for a minute or a few seconds you got that feeling and wow, you went, oh, that's a very strong, powerful, amazingly joyous feeling. I want more of that feeling. You'll get so excited about that feeling that you'll chase it more than you will the money. Because you know, once you have that feeling, each time you strengthen it, it stays with you automatically longer throughout the day without you doing anything. But each time, the universe gets a very strong, powerful surge from you saying, yep, that's what I want and I'm open to receive. Because at that very moment, we are totally, totally open to receive. And how do we know that? By the fantastic feeling we get. I mean, that strong, joyful surge of beautiful feeling that we get during those few seconds or moments or minutes where we really feel we have the money. What that feeling in return is saying is we are now open to receive. We're actually opening and open and receiving. It's a return feeling. We produce the feeling of having. Okay, listen to this very carefully. We produce the feeling of having artificially. When that feeling hits the universe and the universe engages it, it returns a feeling to you. Your larger self engages a feeling in you, and that feeling is absolute joyous happiness, excitement, and a burst of energy. That's telling you contact is made, the right contact is made, and we're perfectly in line. Now this works for whatever we wanted to create. Let's say someone doesn't want to create money, they want to create a relationship. They would do the same thing. They would go into the phase of pretending that it's there. Everything in their life is exactly as it is, except the relationship is there, a really good one. They would spend as much time, an hour, 2 hours, a half an hour, it doesn't matter, whatever time it takes till they got a feeling. Because each time you practice, that feeling most likely will get stronger for you. So, you got that feeling. There it is. As soon as you get that feeling, and it's actual feeling of having the relationship, the universe catches it. The flow is open at that very moment, and your larger self or the universe or whatever you want to call it re-engages, presses a button inside you that releases a feeling of utopia, a really happy, joyous, energized feeling, telling you, you got it, the flow is open, you've engaged it. If you do it incorrectly, the universe, or that larger self, your higher self, whatever you want to call it, will also press a button. It has two buttons. And you'll feel down. You'll feel negative. You'll feel not very good feelings. That's telling you, you've actually been focusing on the lack. You see, the two? When you focus on the having, on the abundance, the universe will signal you. When you have that total feeling, when you have it, you'll be signaled by the universe or the higher self pressing a button and saying yes, and instantly you will get a wonderful surge of energy, of utopia, of really good feeling. I mean, you'll feel on top of the world. The more powerful you will have it, the stronger the universe will press that button, and the heavier it presses it, the more of a surge of joy you'll get. The opposite is also in effect. If you go the opposite direction, the way the universe, your higher self, the larger self, whatever, lets you know is by pressing the other button, which gives you a negative feeling. That's how the signal works. Because see, the thing is, it's supposed to be more or less an unconscious thing, but we've trained it to go the opposite direction for so long that now we have to consciously switch it over. It's like the wheel is turning one way, the pendulum is turning one way, and we have to switch it. So now consciously we're going to take the effort and switch it over. Once it's been switched and the money starts to flow in and it's all there, the whole thing will go automatically. And you will always know whether you're there or not by how you feel. When you look at money, will you feel excitement and joy? Or will you feel less of a positive feeling, a negative feeling? That will instantly tell you where you are. And that will instantly tell you what you need to do. So the exercise of pretending so much so that you receive that feeling of acknowledgement from the universe, that feeling of joy and utopia, of pretending that that money is your bank account, so much so, is there for basically one reason. So you can find and experience the feeling of actually having an abundance of money. You see, now if you have $3.6 million in the bank, then this won't really work for you. What you'll do is you'll mark it up to $10 million, right? And it'll work just fine for you. If you're a stock car driver and winning the race is the thing you want to do, you would do exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. You would change nothing in your life and your thoughts right now. All you would do is put the win in. You would pretend you've won, so much so, till the universe presses that button. And you'll know, because you'll get that feeling, exactly what it feels like to have won. And you'll do that over and over, every day, to the point where even during the day, you feel it. Without any effort, it's actually become part of your feeling. This will take time. For some of you, weeks. for some of you, months. I've been at it now for 3 months, and it's made a huge difference in my life. But 3.6 million is not there yet. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that part. The 3.6 million will show up. The difference for me is so great in how I feel. It's amazing because you see that great feeling that I have has now expanded into my days. Now, there are times when it slips away, but each morning I do it. And that feeling gets stronger and it reinforces it. Now, there's some mornings when I can't quite get it. This morning I worked at it for an hour, and you know what, I got the feeling, but maybe for only 2 seconds. But that's okay. I kept at it for a little longer, and then I let go. And tomorrow morning I'll do it again. See, we don't really want to overdo it. Otherwise, it will create resistance. Every day, once a day, do it really strongly. If you really feel up to it and you want to do it again in the afternoon, well, that's fine. As long as you do it intently enough till you have the feeling. If you do it half-fast, then you're really going to cause more of a problem. Because the idea is to get the feeling, not to feel down. So you need to do it in a time when you know you have enough time to complete it. In other words, to keep doing it till you get a feeling for it. Some kind of a feeling. The feeling will be in different levels at different times. Some days it's so fantastic, it's incredible, like nothing I've ever felt before. Other days it's not quite as strong. It varies. It'll go on for a few days, not being very strong, and then all of a sudden, it'll expand to even a stronger feeling. But that's because I continued on with it. How will this produce the money? Well, it will, because the universe is now getting an opening for it. You gotta remember that all this resistance takes time to work it around. You probably want this to work instantly, and so do I. But the truth is, it might not. Now, see, that's a silly thing to say, because for another person, this thing could work in a week and probably will. And I bet you I will get emails once the book is that further out and more people have seen it. I'll get 100 emails saying that it's worked instantly for people. But if it doesn't, that just means you've spent a lot of years resisting like I have. And it will take a little time to turn that wheel around. And once it turns around, wow. It's like you don't have to do anything anymore. It's like you can literally coast. That's just the way things are. We're all a little differently. So allow things to be the way they are, sort of, for you, or how they work, slowly, quickly, whatever the case. There's a good point to things working slowly, and there's a good point to things working quickly. Things that work very quickly tend to be, have to be reinforced more. Things that work slowly, they build themselves in very firmly, and once they're in, they just stay in. So there's, you know, it's a good point and a bad point. Depends on how you look at it. I wouldn't worry about it, just go for the feeling. The first thing is, before you can turn it around, is you have to get to that feeling. It does two things now. I'm going to say it again. It does two things. One, the feeling lets you feel what it's like. That means you can actually create it, because without that feeling, you can't really send the signal to the universe to create it for you, because what you're then looking at is a lack. You either have the positive feeling or the feeling of lack. Mostly what you're sending out right now is a feeling of lack, if you're in that situation. If you don't have enough, and it's a little bit of a tight thing for you, well, then you're sending out the signal of lack. It's that simple. So we have to switch it to the signal of abundance. When the universe receives that signal of abundance, and the flow starts, it returns the signal with a real feeling of utopia. There you go. It's really that simple. The whole thing will come. If you do this, it's a very small thing. The flow will begin. Things will begin to change. All the scenarios that need to come into place to change. And, you know, the 3.6 million may not come in one lump. I don't know. It's really up to you. It may come in 10,000 increments. You might receive a raise, a new job. You know, somebody might tell you about an investment and you receive a bonus of $500 and you throw that $500 into the investment and 6 weeks later that little stock thing goes up 10 times and now you have $5,000. Well, your income in a sense just went up 10 times, right? So each of these little things, we have to let them unfold. Let the universe bring all the coincidences together and let it unfold, because life is supposed to be an experience. And this is actually not a mistake. It's part of our experience. This is something we're going through and doing together. Hundreds, thousands of us. Because as you read the book and as you listen to these recordings, you're like me. And Frank over there and Janice and everybody else. We're all doing this together. And we're going through this wonderful experience together. And it's actually a fun experience. The creating of it is the real experience. The having of it will be a new experience also. But the whole creating, the whole shifting ourselves from the lack to the having to the positive is a wonderful experience. And we want to taste it and experience it as much as possible. And we want that because we're going to use that same system to create virtually everything else in our lives. So, I think that's it for right now. In a day or two I'll do another recording and maybe some more of my resistance that's in there will pop its head out and show itself. And allow itself to be erased and just move on. What I want to say too is, I had a strange experience. Actually, I want to say this before I go. I recently lost some business that I felt kind of down about. And it was really bothering me, and I didn't want to let it bother me, but it was bothering me, and it was bothering me, and bothering me, and bothering me. And the fact is that I wasn't letting it bother me is why it was partially bothering me. There was some sadness involved with it. It wasn't the money. It wasn't the job. It had something to do with friends. What I thought were friends. That's really where it was. So I had some sad feelings about it and I didn't allow myself to experience those feelings. You know, I was pushing him back and pushing him back and going, no, 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 this will interfere with my money thing and it'll bring me down. Well, in fact, it's dragging along and dragging along and I'm dragging it along like a bunch of tin cans. You know, they're clanging in behind me and it's causing more grief than what it should, because the honest thing is, I couldn't have done the job. And I didn't have time. I would have had to let go of all of this to do it. And I didn't want to do that. This is much more important, much more exciting. So, the feelings are still there. So the issue is, I've got to deal with those feelings. Now, how do you deal with them? Well, just sit down and really experience the feeling. Feel the anger, feel the depression, feel the... I don't know. The sadness to it. Whatever it is, feel it. Then it can wash through. In other words, just allow it. And then I can let it go, and I didn't allow it. So I had to do that, and I had to sit down and just allow it. And in a sense, then forgive myself for holding on to it and dragging it around like an old horse. That, in a sense, they were actually doing me a favor. Sometimes we have to look at these things. You know, if we're dragging something around while we're doing this new project that we're on, this expanding our life, let's remove some of the things that are blocking us. Like maybe watching the news. You know, if it's going to bring us down, let's just remove that for a bit. Let's remove minor things that we can, from our lives, and make space so that we can do this creating in the morning, this pretending. So much so that we look forward to it in the morning. Also, what I noticed before I go, it causes a little confusion in my day. Because this new change in my thinking pattern is almost a little distracting. So during the day, I seem to be not so focused on other things that I'm doing. It's a bit of a side effect. I mean, I understand what I'm doing. I'm doing a big shift here. I'm really shifting things around. Shifting thinking around that I've had for a lot of years. So there's going to be a little uprooting and a little, you know, shaking going on. And maybe I'll be a little more, what can I say, less focused in my day-to-day stuff. And if you have a job and you notice that, well, you'll have to make some concessions with it, you know, somehow work around that. You may notice the same thing I do, that that's a side effect. But I think in time, it will dissipate and become, here's what I'm trying to say. That's a side effect. But on another point, I've become more focused also. My ability to focus is greatly increased. The amount of other thoughts that I have in my head that are constantly rolling in, you know, those thoughts when you try to meditate or keep your mind quiet, all those thoughts that seem to run in all the time, way quieter. They've really settled down since I've done this. So in some sense I'm a little unfocused, in some sense I'm a little more focused. Sounds like I'm both ways? Yeah. It's a teeter-totter thing. And rightfully so. I'm turning around thoughts and belief I've been carrying around for years that have been literally holding me back. So there's going to be some shaking, rock and roll. Enjoy the ride. That's what somebody said to me the other day. What you're doing is what your experience is. This is your life. It's not what happens afterwards. This right now is your life. This is what we're doing together. And remember that. You're not doing it alone. I'm doing it. There's others out there doing it. So you're not alone. We're all doing it together. And that, in a sense, right there, creates strength. And the more people actually work on it, the easier it works, because it becomes a thought form that anybody can draw help and energy from. So remember that. We're all in this together.